Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Do you think
of yourself... Opinion regarding what?
About being a woman in today's social and political landscape. We would love to hear your response to the study, ma'am. And the next question,
sure.
Just for statistical purpose only, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence at all, okay, ma'am? But nowadays, we don't want anybody to feel discriminated. But do you think of yourself as a male or female or something else?
A female.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you just tell me the year of your birth, please?
2000.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African-American.
Thank you, man. It really means a lot to us for you to take the time to help us. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the planet? Do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
And how about the your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
And the future of the country in general, to the best of your knowledge?
Negative.
Okay. Negative. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward real quick, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, but how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you personally? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Now, of the following issues, which three are the most important to you personally? Okay, I'm going to read them all. You can stop me, and then I will continue in case you want to change your mind. First one, abortion access, health care, racism and discrimination, student loans, crime, national security, economy and cost of living, climate change, immigration, mental health, education, gun violence. If you have to pick three of the issues that are most important to you?
Abortion access, health care, and affordable housing.
Okay, so racism, health care, and affordable housing, cost of living. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life personally, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? Caring for senior family members, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, work, life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, or contributing to positive change in your community. If you have to pick three.
Positive change in the community, mental health, and work-life balance.
Improving and maintaining, okay, thank you, work-life balance. Now, moving forward, which of the following traits are most important to you, identity? Now, you may choose up to three. Your profession, being young, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your role in relationship, like being mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your spiritual or religious belief, being an American, your personality. The most important.
You said most important to my identity?
Three of them, yes.
Okay. Can you reread them one more time?
Of course. Your profession, being young, your hobbies and interests, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your spiritual, religious belief, being an American, and your personality.
Personality, being a woman, and... Oh, there was one that you said. What were the
your
first three? I'm sorry.
Your profession? No worries. Your profession, your hobbies or interests, Your sexual orientation.
Hobbies and interests.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. I really appreciate your patience. Now, when you think about the American political system in general, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: happiness, exhaustion, pride, dread, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, hope. Can you pick two?
Frustration and sadness.
It's sadness. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, moving forward. Which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if it's not exactly right? Okay. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Number two, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Third one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one of those three comes closer to your opinion?
That second one.
Okay, thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system in general not to be working effectively? You may choose up to two or three, okay, or the following. Too many all white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence, or power-hungry politicians seeking control, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or systematic racism, or the two-party system, or none of the above. But if, for the sake of our research, can you pick three? Why the factors are most to blame?
I think politicians being out of touch with everyday life, told white men in office, and can you read the last three again for me?
Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, systematic racism, and two other party system. Power hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Or division and gridlock between political parties.
The corporate finance one, they have too much
influence. Okay.
Yes.
And another one, too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
I chose my first two, the old white men in power and
division gridlock.
I'm sorry.
Division and gridlock between political parties or systematic
racism? Out of touch. It was the old white men out of touch. All politicians right. are out of touch with everyday living and too much influence with money.
Thank you. We got the three. Now let's move forward. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The President Biden, how much does that affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The decisions that he made.
Not a little.
Okay. How about the decisions made by the ballot initiatives? It's a proposed law that the public votes on directly. Did that affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. How about the Supreme Court? The decisions they make, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all, affect your personal
life? A lot.
How about the community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A lot.
Okay. How about your city government? Same question. Same options?
A little.
Okay. And how about Congress in general? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about your state government?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change to civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Now, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take a race into consideration in admissions. Would that be very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated for you to enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivating.
And how about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would that be very motivating, somewhat motivating? Somewhat unmotivated or not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service? Will that be very motivating?
Very motivating.
Okay. In the 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Very motivating, so what? Or somewhat unmotivating? Well, not
very
at all.
Motivating.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. And your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company. You think that action will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very or not at all effective?
Not very effective.
How about volunteering for an advocacy organization? Would that be very effective? Somewhat?
Not very effective.
Okay. How about voting in elections? Will that action be very somewhat effective? Not
very repeat effective. That last one for me.
Voting in elections?
Not very effective.
Not very effective. Okay. How about contacting or attending an event where you're elected representatives? You think that action will
very
be
effective.
Very effective. How about signing a petition? Same question. Very somewhat effective.
Not very effective. Actually, somewhat effective.
Okay. How about attending a protest? Very somewhat
Not very effective.
How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? Would that action be very effective? Somewhat? Not very or not at all?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that might have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting. Now, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections, even if you have voted in all the elections, but you may choose up to three, okay, ma'am? Thank you. Now, the candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mailing ballot didn't arrive in time. Voting doesn't change things that matters to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Or inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. If you can pick three of them, just for the sake of research.
Honestly, you're going to have to read those ones over again.
No worries. Okay, here we go. The candidates didn't represent your values. Yeah, you can stop me, okay, ma'am? And then I will continue.
Okay.
If you want to change your mind. Now, the candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. There was intimidated presence at your polling place. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly.
Did you think the vote would be counted properly?
Okay. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mailing ballot didn't arrive in time. Or voting doesn't change things that matters to you.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to me. And I guess didn't know where or what time to vote or register.
On the polling place. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Okay, ma'am. Now,
Now,
for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay. Now, here's the first one. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to break the rules by paying politicians for policies that increases their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay the fair share. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less? And political.
A little more.
A little more. Thank you. And how about the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, so IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past to the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Now, would that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. Younger voters turned into a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elect the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters the decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay, and the last one. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering a near a total ban in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's make this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Now, would that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. The next question, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Where are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. YouTube, Facebook, news or information informational articles online, local TV news stations, TikTok, podcasts, Instagram, Twitter, international news outlets, or national TV stations?
Instagram and national news outlets.
Okay, thank you. The national news outlets. But now moving forward, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Science and technology, business, finance, hobbies, tips or hacks, music, shows, movies, news, current events, sports, humors or memes, health, beauty, self-care, government and politics.
Music and tips and hacks.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Okay, thank you.
So a college degree.
And do you consider yourself, and remember, this is just for research, okay? We don't try to insult intelligence, but do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widow?
Single.
Okay. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm sorry, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote.
Okay. And last year, Okay, and okay. Last year, last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
My best estimate for last year?
Yes, ma'am. Is it 75 to 84, 85 to 99,000, 100 to 249, 250 more?
We'll do the 74.
Okay, thank you. And now, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate you taking the time to help us and share your opinion. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Goodbye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.